Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with our very own Marcus Moore, who will be covering for Pitchfork the Kendrick Lamar NSO concert at the Kennedy Center on Tuesday night. Marcus, thanks for coming on, and also, how did you get that gig? That's awesome.
Well, I've been writing for Pitchfork for a little over a year now, and when I saw that Kendrick Lamar was coming to D.C. and he was playing with an orchestra, I was like, well, we have to cover it. You know, there's no way we can just let this go by. And so, I mean, since I'd been at Pitchfork for a while and I'm already in D.C., I pitched it to my editors, and they responded right away. They were like, yeah, we would be idiots not to cover this. And so it was just like that. You know, my editor, Ryan, said, okay, you know, we're going to cover it. We're going to have a photographer go out. So we're also going to do a photo gallery, and I have to turn in 1,000 words by 10 a.m., which is going to be interesting, but I think it can be done.
That's awesome. Now, I know you, Kendrick, is one of your favorite artists that's out right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, like, Rolling Stone said, you know, best rapper of this generation. I think maybe The Times said something similar, but why to you is he so great? Let's remind some people in case they, you know, they haven't heard of stuff.
In my opinion, Kendrick Lamar is great because he does everything that you would want a current artist to do and an artist from the 1990s to do. Like, he can give you music that pertains to today's radio airwaves, and it's something like, you know, when I go out and cover different festivals, you hear his music, and it doesn't matter what he's talking about. It just really resonates with people. So I think, above all, Kendrick Lamar connects with people. He connects with young listeners. He connects with older listeners because he has something that he's talking about. And so I think the reason why he's my favorite artist, and he's a lot of people's favorite artist, is because he makes music that is true and it's genuine. He doesn't lie. You know, a lot of these rappers, they'll talk about stuff that they have and stuff that they're doing, but they're not really. Whereas Kendrick Lamar is talking about things that help you aspire to something else. It makes you feel differently. You feel like when you click play on his album, you're in a certain place and it'll take you somewhere totally different and you feel better at the end. I think that's what really stands out about Kendrick Lamar. And the fact that, you know, you have him doing that with just the beats that he does normally, and now you add that orchestra element to it, it's going to sound amazing. Like, I can't even imagine how it's going to look, but it's going to sound great.
What's that going to be like, sitting in the theater and all of a sudden you hear the orchestra strike up? Because it's the same. I interviewed the conductor, actually.
Yeah.
It's the same guy who did it with Nas. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll be returning in and working with Kendrick this time. So, you know, what's it going to be like for you sitting there and all of a sudden this is a different, I have never heard it this way before?
You know, I think I'm going to be looking at the stage the same way that I looked at it because I saw Nas, and I covered Nas when he was there.
Oh,
and
you saw it? Okay.
Yeah, I covered it, and that was a monumental thing as well. So I think it's going to be the same thing because, you know, historically when you think of the Kennedy Center, you don't think of rappers being able to headline the Kennedy Center. You think of, you know, suit and tie, you got to wear the tuxedo and all of that and go there. But with this, I mean, Kendrick Lamar is distinctly hip-hop. And you add that element to an orchestra, and it's going to sound incredible. And it just—it seems like it's a victory for a lot of hip hop listeners. It feels like it's a victory for hip hop culture as a whole, because hip hop for a long time has been considered this thing that's just kind of on the outside, you know. And even the music that's glorified on the radio today, it's a little lower brow than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you have this guy who's actually talking about something, who's talking about his community, he's talking about real things that are happening in the news, the fact that he's resonating with so many people to the point where he can now perform at the Kennedy Center and it sells out in minutes, that's amazing. So I think just from a cultural standpoint, it's going to be a monumental thing. So I'm going to be looking at it just as a fan. I mean, obviously I'll be there in a writing capacity, but just as a lifelong hip hop fan, it's going to be like, wow, hip hop has come from this place and it's gone all the way here to the Kennedy Center. I think that's crazy to me.
I love that concept you mentioned about, you know, it's going to be sort of this lowbrow, highbrow crossover here event.
Mm-hmm.
How important you think that is? Do you think this events like this and the Nas one sort of help, you know, introduce new audiences to different types of music? So maybe you'd have a typical highbrow Kennedy Center audience come to respect and love rap more, and vice versa. Maybe you'll have some rap fans that come there and get turned on to some of the orchestral stuff, maybe, and want to go, you know, like, so talk about how that might be a positive benefit for culture on both ends.
You know, that's a very good point that I didn't think about. But yeah, I think that, you know, if I wasn't a hip hop fan, I'm just going as a classical music fan, I'll be intrigued by Kendrick Lamar's music simply because of what he's talking about. Mind you, obviously, if I listen to classical music, I may be a little bit turned off by some of the language. That's cool. But
yeah, Bach was dropping F-bombs, man. That Mozart was slinging it.
Right, right. So it's like, so I can totally see, like, if you're just a fan of music in general, you should get a ticket to this. Like, if you just love the concept of different elements coming together, this is a must-see. Like, you have to see this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can not like or know about Kendrick. You cannot like classical music, but you have, if you follow music and you follow art, you have to realize that this is a very, very monumental thing. The only thing on the flip side is that I don't know how many people can do this. Like, Nas did it last year with his the 20th anniversary of Illmatic. Kendrick's doing it. Mm-hmm. From there, I don't know how long the list is for people. I mean, maybe Drake. I don't know. But
yeah.
I think that there's something there. I think moving forward, the Kennedy Center, and they've done a good job of this, where it's like they're opening it up to all kinds of art, jazz, hip-hop.
They even had a skateboard ramp there earlier this
year.
Yeah,
right.
A couple
I was thinking
ago,
about
yeah.
that. Yeah, skateboard ramp. So I think this is a good thing for music in general, but it's also a really good thing for the Kennedy Center.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember when we talked to the conductor. He said he has, they're not rappers, but, you know, he has John Legend coming up, Ben Folds coming up, but I'm not sure if, you know, what if they have any other rappers on the books, but I'm sure if this continues to do well, maybe more, you know, that we might see some more.
Yeah, you would think so.
I think so. You and I put together our top 100 hip-hop songs of all time. Why did we not do Kendrick? He's your favorite guy. I don't think he was on there.
Okay.
Did we not?
You know what? I thought about that.
Or is it like a time honored?
I don't think he's reached all time yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I think he has one more album. Then we can start talking all the time. Right now, I mean, he's definitely on a great run. Like right now, I look at him like, it's probably not a good analogy, but like somebody like LeBron James, where it's like you can't say he's better than Mike.
Right.
If he won a few more titles, he'd be
but
better.
But you'd still
him.
Have, I think you'd still put LeBron on any list.
See, yeah,
you would just
see,
knock him down a
yeah,
little.
That, yeah, that kind of.
I'm just saying, maybe we should.
Yeah,
I see your argument. Maybe you gotta earn it. For it. We gotta see a body of work.
Yeah, I thought about Kendrick, but I'm like, no, he doesn't really have like, I don't think he has all time great singles yet. Like, right. All right. You had to.
What would be some contenders of the ones that are out now that we maybe could have put on there if we were trying?
We could have put All Right on there from the second album. We could have contended and said, I'm thinking of the first album.
Yeah.
Swimming Pools. We could have put that one on there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know. Maybe Don't Kill My Vibe can go on there. But yeah. Even that, it's like, all right, let's revisit that on another list. I don't think we could do that yet. Yeah.
I love it. And trust me, folks, just knowing Marcus, you're not going to find a bigger Kendrick Lamar fan out there.
I'm a huge fan.
But, you know, it's a time-honored tradition to get on some of these all-time lists.
Yeah.
So you got to earn it.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody else we could knock off to put Kendrick on there. But I thought about it, but I was like, no.
But this Kennedy Center thing, this crossover might be another feather in the cap there.
I mean, okay, all right, here it is.
I'm just stirring up trouble, man. Ask me
this question.
Mark's like, I don't want to redo the list.
Ask me the question on October 21st after I see the show. I see the show and see and study how people are reacting to this guy, then let's revisit that conversation. Because I would imagine that it's going to be pretty transcendental stuff.
Absolutely. You mentioned he, you know, some of the social commentary of his lyric. Go into some of the issues that he breaks down so eloquently.
Well, you know what? He talks at length about sort of how police officers treat minorities, black people in particular. He talks about how maybe he talks about how different decisions during the Reagan era, how it contributes to the community he grew up in. Like, for example, you know, during the Reagan era, you had this ever-widening socioeconomic gap between black people and white people, between Latinos and, you know, white people and everything else. And He was born in 1987, so he was right in the heart of that. And he's from Compton, right when NWA was doing their thing. So he talks a lot about that. And I think more so than anything else, Kendrick is very fearless. Like, he's a famous rapper, and he could easily do what everybody wants him to do. Right. But
he could be that radio guy if he really wanted to.
He could be the radio guy if he wanted to. But the thing about Kendrick is that while all of that was going on, you know, you had Ferguson, you had Eric Garner being killed in New York, and so on and so forth. He could have went one way and not said anything, but he made a completely unapologetic black music record. And it doesn't really have a whole lot of singles on it. He was putting people on there who no one knew about. I mean, I knew about him because I'm a music nerd. Right. Kamasi Washington and Robert Glasper and all these jazz cats. And he made the music that he wanted to make, and he didn't apologize for it. And I think, above all, that's what makes Kendrick stand out. He can do what you want. I mean, he has radio singles. Mm-hmm. But no, he wants to talk about something. I think he's building a legacy already, whereas others may wait a few albums to start doing that. He did it right away.
Tell me the argument of how we can win. Because, you know, you and I both love rap.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we win over, let's say, fans of Reagan, and that might be at the Kennedy Center? How should they, if they're listening to this, you know, how should they approach going to the Kennedy Center sort of with an open mind to some of these messages?
You know, I don't know if that's possible. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm all about
trying to bridge some gaps
think
here.
It's possible, but I think above all, you just really have to open your mind beyond what you're accustomed to. Mm-hmm. You have to go. If you're going to the show and you're a Reagan fan, you have to understand that you're going to hear some language. But it's not gratuitous language. He's not just up there disrespecting women and disrespecting all kinds of people. He's literally just kind of speaking the way he knows how to speak and how he came up speaking. But at the same time, you're going to get some music. I mean, if you're if you're a Reagan fan, you just love music. You're a cultured individual. So you like jazz, you like spoken word poems and that sort of thing. And so you're going to get a lot of that, too. I mean, and not just like some people try jazz, but he does a really good job of forming his message around jazz. You would appreciate this analogy. Not the new anymore, but Kendrick's most recent album reminded me a lot of Birdman, the movie.
Oh, I love it.
It reminded me a lot of Birdman.
Now we're speaking my language.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's like, it reminded me, when I first heard it, I was like, this sounds just like the soundtrack for Birdman, where it's like, it feels like it's all set within one scene, and it just kind of swirls and swirls until it comes back to what? It comes back to the original character. I just feel like...
There's the analogy, man.
Yeah, he's just going in different rooms. So I would
one
say...
One single take of a record.
There you go. That's what it feels like. So if you like certain politics, I think if you like music, you'll like Kendrick Lamar. You just got to get past the language, obviously.
There you go. No matter what your stripes, come on out, baby.
That's it.
Anything else? I'm trying to think if we left anything out.
No, I think we covered it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, best of luck covering the show, man.
It'll be great.
I'm very jealous that you're going to be there.
I can't wait.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy it and best of luck. Check out his Pitchfork piece when it's up the next day on Wednesday. And then also, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably on our page, but scroll down and listen to the interview that we did, that WTOP did with the conductor as well. So you'll hit it from all sides and hear this awesome kind of convergence of these styles. So,
yeah.
Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.